A new book claims that after President Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 race, former President Barack Obama doubted Vice President Kamala Harris could win and opposed her receiving the Democratic nomination. The book says Obama instead pushed for an open primary. NBC News reporter Jonathan Allen, along with The Hill reporter Amy Parnes, spoke to MSNBC about their new book. He also didn't want Kamala Harris to be the replacement for Biden. He didn't think that she was the best choice for Democrats, and he worked really behind the scenes for a long time to try to have a mini primary or an open convention or a mini primary leading to an open convention. 231. 233. He was really working against her. Allen and Parnes allege in the book, Obama talked to Harris on the day Biden dropped out of the race, and in that conversation was not willing to endorse Harris. And according to the book, Obama was working the phones against Harris in the days before he would publicly endorse her, 5 days after Biden dropped out. In one moment, he had set up a phone call with Congressman Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on the day that Joe Biden handed off the baton to Kamala Harris, and Obama had set up a call with Clyburn for like 5:30 that afternoon. And Clyburn thought to himself, this guy's going to try to rope me into the open convention thing. I better get my endorsement of Harris out there fast, so this is a short conversation. Other things inside the book garnering some early attention ahead of its release. Allen says former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't want Biden to ever debate Trump and told Biden not to do it. Biden's failed debate with Trump becoming a turning point in the 2024 election. The book also alleges Pelosi had doubts over Harris and didn't want her handed the nomination. Parnes told Face the Nation. The book also details accounts of people who say they noticed what they describe as a cognitive decline in the president and efforts to conceal signs of aging. We found out that, you know, he wasn't recognizing people that he should have recognized. There was an effort to put makeup on him before international events. He often missed meetings to have the makeup done. So you start to peel back the layers of what was really happening. The book, titled Fight, Inside the Wildest Battle for the White House, was released this month. Obama, Harris, Biden, and Pelosi have not offered comment over Allen's book as of this recording.